The Premonition. Author, Michael Lewis. Core thesis. Lewis uses the COVID-19 pandemic as his backdrop, telling the story of a band of misfit public health officials and scientists who tried to warn and save America in early 2020. The title comes from these people's shared trait: they saw the crisis coming before it arrived. Lewis's central thesis: in a bureaucratic system, being right is often more dangerous than being wrong, because truth-tellers violate the established narrative that things aren't that bad yet and are expelled by the system. The system was defeated not by ignorance but by its instinctive rejection of dissenters. First core insight: Caitlin Rivers, the designer of early warning systems. Rivers is an infectious disease scholar at Johns Hopkins who, before the pandemic, was already calling for the creation of a disease warning corps, a standing force, like firefighters, that intervenes immediately when an outbreak occurs. Her core insight: America has tornado warning systems and earthquake warning systems, but no infectious disease warning system, and infectious diseases are far deadlier than either. In January 2020, when most people still thought COVID was a local Chinese problem, Rivers was already modeling possible community spread paths in the United States. Lewis tracks how she was systematically ignored by the CDC, not because her data was wrong but because her warnings conflicted with the official narrative that everything is under control. Second core insight: Charity Dean, the lone hero of frontline public health. Dean was the public health officer for Santa Barbara County, California. Lewis describes her desperation in February 2020. She saw clear signals of community spread from local data, but both the California Department of Public Health and the CDC refused to issue a community spread alert. Dean's core dilemma: frontline public health officers possess the most direct data but lack the authority to issue warnings. Power is concentrated at the CDC, and the CDC's decisions are slowed by political considerations. Lewis casts Dean as the archetype of the premonitioner, not a genius, just someone who looked carefully at data and was willing to tell the truth, and in a bureaucracy, those two traits alone are enough to make you an outsider. Third core insight: Jeremy Farrar, the invisible network of global coordination. Farrar was the head of the Wellcome Trust and a keynote in the Global Flu Warning Network. Lewis describes how in January 2020 he used a private WhatsApp group to coordinate scientists in China, the UK, and the US to share genetic sequences and transmission data, bypassing the WHO's formal process. Farrar's insight: in a sudden outbreak, the response speed of formal international institutions is never sufficient. What truly transmits information is the informal trust network among scientists. Lewis reveals, the real infrastructure of global public health is not the WHO's official framework but the personal relationships among scientists. Fourth core insight: the CDC's bureaucratic failure, how process first kills early warning. Lewis's criticism of the CDC is the book's sharpest section. In early 2020, the CDC refused to use the WHO's testing protocol and insisted on developing its own. The test was flawed, wasting a crucial month. The deeper problem was the CDC's culture. It is a process-first institution where any public release requires multiple layers of approval, and everyone on the approval chain is risk-averse about saying the wrong thing. Lewis points out, in an exponentially spreading pandemic, the bureaucratic instinct to ensure no mistakes is deadlier than any mistake, because waiting for perfect information means surrendering the window for timely intervention. Fifth core insight: the Wolverines, how informal networks bypass a failed formal system. Lewis traces an informal group nicknamed the Wolverines, composed of Dean, Rivers, former FDA Commissioner Gottlieb, and others, who coordinated warning strategies through private emails and phone calls, bypassing the CDC to deliver information directly to the White House and media. This group had no statutory authority, no budget, no formal mandate, yet at a critical moment became America's alternative channel for pandemic early warning. Lewis's insight: when the formal system fails, informal networks are the last line of defense, but a governance system that relies on informal networks is fundamentally unsound. First practical implication: the value of early warning lies in speed, not precision. In any risk management context, the point of early warning is not precise prediction but buying response time. The bureaucratic instinct to pursue perfect data misses the intervention window. In risk control, directional judgment plus fast response is more valuable than precise modeling plus delayed action, because exponential risk does not wait for your model to converge. Second practical implication: dissenter mechanisms are an organization's immune system. Premonitioners are outsiders in a bureaucracy, but they are the organization's early warning radar.
Any healthy organization needs to preserve a channel for truth-tellers, otherwise, filter bubbles will drive the system toward collapse through self-confirmation. Establishing an independent red team mechanism is a structural solution to groupthink.
Third practical implication: formal process and informal network must coexist. Formal processes provide legitimacy and accountability, informal networks provide speed and flexibility.
The best governance is not choosing one over the other but letting them complement. The formal system decides and is held accountable, the informal network senses and warns. In a risk control organization, the intuition channel from frontline analysts to decision makers needs institutionalized protection.
Conclusion:
The Premonition is a book about how a system kills its own early warners.
Lewis tells us, America's failure in the COVID pandemic was not because there were no premonitioners but because the system instinctively rejected them.
When being right is more dangerous than being wrong, when process takes priority over speed, when not making a mistake matters more than acting in time, the system is already sowing the seeds of the next disaster. The deepest lesson, in any organization, protecting the people who tell the truth is more important than punishing the people who get it wrong.